here we are for our roundtable, and we're very grateful to have at least one of our usual suspects, Jake, here. Hey, Jake.
What it be, Lisa?
Would it be Thanksgiving weekend? Awesome.
It be indeed.
That's your Thanksgiving edition of that. Excellent. We also have John and Ashley Durant here. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, a married couple. We occasionally let you on the show. So
thanks.
This will be fun. It's going to be
Did
good
you
because
frisk them?
Given yeah, right. Given the dynamics of this conversation topic, this is going to be good. Because it's Thanksgiving weekend, we talk about being thankful, and then we talk about shopping. And that's what we're going to talk about today, because those are very closely related. No, they're not. That is so sad. But you know, all y'all out there, that you're thinking about Christmas coming up. You are fretting about your Black Friday shopping, your Cyber Monday shopping, the money you've already spent, the money you're going to spend. You don't even know what you're doing. Okay. So we're here to offer some advice and some consolation on that front. So let's talk shopping, y'all. I want you to just talk about Black Friday first in general, the historicity of it in your own lives, good and bad and ugly. Where do you kind of fall on the spectrum of love it, hate it, could take it or leave it, whatever?
Well, I love Black Friday shopping. I've gone every year since I could
Which
drive.
Which really is like Black Thursday shopping now because everyone's opening up early.
Ugh. But I don't,
Another
I don't
point
usually
of contention.
Go on Thursday. Yeah.
Okay.
You
I
have
feel
standards.
Weird about that. I do.
Yeah.
Before
You're like,
midnight.
I will shop till I drop on Friday, thank you very much.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
I will get up at 4 a.m.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, so I've gone every year since I could drive, pretty much, with different friends, with my sister, with my mom, and pretty much always am Christmas shopping, but then also browsing for myself.
Okay.
And yeah, I just love everything about the holiday feel and the high energy, and kind of reminds me of the movie Jingle All the Way back in the 90s. You know, there's like the mall scene where there's just thousands of people and it's crazy and
That's
it feels like
the worst
Christmas.
Scene in the movie.
I know. Uh-huh. But for some reason, it like makes me feel all like, oh, yay, it's the holidays.
Yeah. Okay, now are your shopping companions equally as excited about it, or are you dragging them along?
Oh, no. Well, they were all excited until I started dating and then married John and dragged him with me, and he really could care less about shopping.
He's a hater.
John. I wouldn't call myself a hater, you know, but like you were asking, you know, how often have we gone Black Friday shopping? I did not do it. In fact, I avoided it at all costs up until meeting Ashley and dating Ashley.
Uh-huh.
I'm not the biggest fan, not going to lie.
Like mostly just because of having to get up, or just because of the crowds, or all of the above?
Yeah, it's not getting up. I'm a morning person.
Okay.
It's definitely... Let me put it this way. Have you ever walked into a JCPenney and seen a grown man on the verge of a mental breakdown? Well, that's me. So basically, you know, okay. I'm a kind of routined guy. I like things sequenced. You know, you're out on the road, there's rules.
Oh, yeah.
In the store, there's no rules.
Yeah.
Anything goes.
Yeah.
It's the Thunderdome.
It's like full on crazy. Okay, Jake, how about you?
I loathe pretty much everything about Black Friday.
Okay.
However, I am a very experienced vet when it comes to Black Friday shopping. I have been forced due to economics to take advantage of the Black Friday deals. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, my parents, when I was in my senior year of high school, said, all right, if you want a laptop, getting ready to go to college, then you can go get this one at Best Buy because they're bundling it with a printer on Black Friday. Hmm. And if you can get that one, we'll pay for it. And being the thrifty young man that I was, I went and waited in line from 10 p.m. on Thursday night until 6 a.m. on Friday morning.
Wow.
In the sub-freezing temperatures of a late November midnight, mm-hmm, in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, in fact, get high enough, or I was, you know, far enough in the front of the line that I was, in fact, able to get that laptop.
Wow.
But it took me another 24 hours to gain my body heat back.
Yeah, yeah, you perished in the process and had to just will it to someone. Yeah. But yeah.
At that point, I was like, I'll never do this again. My mom loved it, but I was like, I'll never do it again.
Okay.
But then I was later on, a few years later, I really wanted to get a PlayStation 3. I was a young dad and a husband, and I worked full time. I was going to school full time. I was like, I can get one thing for myself.
I deserve
it. I can get a
it.
PlayStation 3.
Okay.
So the Walmart I go to get it, they're all out. But then I find out another Walmart outside of town has a PlayStation 3. And so I book it about 10 miles out of town to this other Walmart. They've got the PlayStation 3. I buy it. I feel great. About 6 hours later, I felt terrible and guilty. What am I doing? I shouldn't be spending this money on myself. And I returned that PlayStation 3 on the very same day that I bought it.
Okay.
And so those are probably my best and saddest Black Friday.
Yeah, okay, and both of those instances involved you buying things for yourself.
Yeah, for me.
So that's problematic in and of itself, but it's okay. No, I've done Black Friday shopping as well, and I feel like, for me, it's very confusing. I'm kind of actually with John on this, of like, I like to know that there is order, that there is, like, there's not a limited quantity of stuff. Like, the whole concept of doorbusters, and you go there, and there are no doorbusters. People have already bought them. They're giving away freebies, and they're just, like, let's be honest, kind of crappy ornaments that no one even wants. I mean, it's just, like, for me, I'm like, why am I up early, like, doing this thing? But there is a feeling of, and I kind of want to turn a corner here. I feel like, okay, so none of us are like in high school or college. We're all, you know, we've moved beyond that. I feel like now, the other day I went to the mall. Now, granted, it's not Black Friday. It was super sad. I went because, hello, Chick-fil-A. there was no one walking around the mall. Do people even go to malls? I mean, again, if this is like, Ashley is talking about Jingle All the Way, which was like in the 90s when people went to malls. you know, the hustle, the bustle, the Christmas carols and stuff. Is that even like expected anymore, or do people experience that?
I don't know. I actually noticed that last year on Black Friday when I went, that the stores seemed like, all the stores I went to seemed a lot more empty.
They weren't that empty.
Not empty enough for John.
Like in the past, I remember waiting in a huge line outside Target, like wrapped all the way around the parking lot. And this year it was just like, walk right in, go right to the stuff you want. There wasn't like this huge line. I mean,
like
there was
the anticipation and the spectacle of it.
Yeah. So I think because of online shopping, it probably is less so. But
okay,
I still go.
Okay. Just kind of part of the experience. And I will say that for those who do it, I mean, there are some rewards. I mean, they still are giving great deals, and the big box stores now probably capitalize on it more than malls per se. But okay, so let's actually talk about shopping and Christmas. And because we are actually right now at a point with millennials who about half of millennials are expecting to be in debt after Christmas. In fact, we read here at Boundless that the average American is going to spend $700 on Christmas gifts this year, which actually totals $465 billion, which if all of us just agreed not to shop this Christmas, we could pay off our national debt or put a dent in it. Not quite pay it off. So,
like a tiny dent.
What?
Like
a little piece of it. Yeah.
I mean, maybe if we did that for 50 years.
We could pay off the Monaco portion of our national debt. Okay, whatever.
I'm all in for that though, Lisa. Let's start that campaign.
I know. I mean, it's like, or let's just draw
50
names,
years of like, no Christmas
in the world. Let's just draw
That'll
a
preach.
Name of someone. There we go.
All is your last name Craig, never Christmas.
Yeah. So what? I mean, what are you guys feeling as far as like,
warlock.
What's your gift scenario this year? What are you stressed out about? Who do you have to buy for? Are you like, have you been shopping throughout the year? God bless you, or have you? Just like realize that you're now going to have to spend this $700 in the next couple of weeks. Where are you with your whole gift buying and giving scenario?
Shopping throughout the year.
Okay.
Come on, Lisa. Let's get real.
John, if you don't shop throughout the year, then you end up on Black Friday, which you hate. So you need to pick or choose here.
Are you
can't
just
have it both
no
ways.
Shopping period?
Yeah, no. The way I see it, one day a year is much better than every weekend. I don't know.
procrastinate, cram.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. All the way.
Okay. Or Ashley might help you out and buy a few of your gifts.
Usually
for you.
I do. Yeah.
No. Okay. In all seriousness, we've decided to like draw names this year for families.
Okay.
That way we don't all have to buy everybody gifts and, you know, that saves everybody money who's involved. So, you know, we might buy one gift to someone from me, one gift to someone from Ashley, and then so on and so forth. So I think that's, you know, one way that we can lower that, you know, massive debt thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
For me, I'm fortunate enough to have a wife whose love language is gift giving. Mm. And so she's sort of, and she's like a type A personality who's a planner. Mm-hmm. So she's thinking about it all year long. Mm-hmm. And probably 3 to 4 months out from Christmas is when she'll really start keeping an eye out for, all right, keeping an eye out for the kids' clues that they're giving her and anybody else's clues and start tucking things away little by little. Whereas gifts is, I appreciate gifts fine, but it's pretty much all the way down at the bottom of my mm-hmm. like love language list. So I don't think about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually now reached an age where I feel bad about that because I've realized in the last couple of years that in my extended family, I don't buy anybody anything. Mm-hmm. Like none of us ever did growing up. And so I never thought about it. I never think about it. And so I have realized that I've left a few people out to dry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so now I've got to, you know, sit at the feet of my wife, the sensei, the gift giver sensei.
Well, which is awkward because like my family, we grew up drawing names, which was great because there's like 6 of us kids. And then when people started getting married, it got a little crazy. But then somewhere it like turned a corner where all of a sudden we're expected to buy for everyone, except that, and I've mentioned this before, when you're the single person, it's like, the family of my sibling, you know, whatever, they get me a gift, but I'm expected to get a gift for every single person in their family. And so then I'm like bringing, you know, 55, 60 gifts because of all the kids and whatever. So it gets a little dicey. And so let's talk a little bit about gift giving etiquette. Specifically, okay, so John and Ashley, you have to speak into this. Jake, you can too because you're married. The whole like, significant other. So you're dating. At what point in the relationship are you supposed to be getting this person a gift? And is it like, hey, am I giving you an Amazon gift card or I'm giving you a diamond necklace? I mean, because there's a continuum there. What do you guys think about that?
That's a good question. I think when you're just dating, it's okay to give like smaller gifts, but I think saving the bigger gifts for, you know, after you're engaged or married is sweet because you kind of like build on last year's gift. And mm-hmm. if you give the diamond necklace when you've been dating for a month, mm-hmm. then when you get engaged, the person's going to be like, what? You gave me like a gift card?
You know, so our love has gone down the tubes.
Exactly. So
exactly.
Yeah, just building up. It's okay not to do the biggest gesture right away.
Okay.
Obviously, you got to personalize it for the person, I think. And that's the bigger thing, especially early on in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I accidentally set the bar really high for myself when my wife and I were like on the cusp of dating. We were really good friends, but we hadn't started dating yet. And I was like, I'm going to get her like a gag gift. And so I bought her this plush Disney princess blanket at Walmart. Mm-hmm. Turns out she loved Disney princesses. It had never come up in our conversations. And she's like, oh my goodness, he knows me.
Oh,
he gets
goodness.
Me. And so I was like, oh, that was an act. Like, I didn't know at the time. I wanted to play it off and be like, oh yeah, totally. Now in hindsight, the expectation is, oh, he gets me at a deep mm-hmm. level without me saying anything. Mm-hmm. And so we had to work through that as a gift giver and non-gift
yeah,
giver.
Yeah, you did.
And I've had to try to up my game, you know, to meet her in the middle somewhere. Mm-hmm. So it's tough, but it's ultimately it's about, like, that's what was special about it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that I dropped a whole ton of money, but it was about understanding who she was as a person, even though I did it on accident the first time.
Yeah. Okay. What about like in friendships, you know, because I think that's another line that's not easily drawn, like friends exchanging gifts or going out and doing something, you know, together. Hey, let's all do this instead of getting gifts for each other. But then inevitably one friend's going to give you a gift and then you have, I mean, do you have the secret stash of gifts that you just pull out when the friend gives you the gift you weren't expecting?
Oh,
you
I
know
got
we
something
have
for you. Come over to my trunk and
let me
check
give
out my
you
assortment.
This scented candle that, you know, you're a guy and I know you don't want, but it's what I have in my gift closet. Awkward.
I totally have a gift closet like that stuff. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, because I feel that a lot with my single friends, more so than my married friends, that they think of getting me a gift for Christmas or for random holidays and it's so thoughtful. And then I'm like, oh, I should have got them something. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice to have a stash, but then around Christmas, normally what I do is either like bake cookies or make some sort of like, I don't know, Chex Mix or something mm-hmm. and bag it up and give it to all of my single friends because it's doesn't cost a lot. But then also it's like, oh, I thought of you, and I, like a really nice card.
Yeah.
So I try to think of something that I can do for everyone on a mass scale without spending a ton of money.
Yeah, that's good. I actually, speaking of getting back to the family stuff and talking about like nieces and nephews and stuff, just because it's gotten to be so like, my siblings just keep having kids, people. I basically have now told all my siblings that I'm going to celebrate the nieces and nephews on their birthdays because they get so much stuff at Christmas. Mine will not be missed. And then on their birthday, when it's truly their day and they can be recognized, that's when they're going to get the card from me in the mail with the gift card or whatever. Please do not open my mail, people, and steal my gift cards. That has happened before, too. So it's scary. But yeah, just recognizing them then. And then that sets the expectation for Christmas. So I have told all my siblings, hey, heads up, this is how it's going to go down. So any other tricky gift things you guys have had to navigate, feeling obligation toward or anything?
I have a funny story, actually, about that last question. So basically, I was the one who had a present for my friend for Christmas or birthday or something like that. And I just, you know, I saw it in passing. I thought it would be perfect for him. And I don't even remember what it was, but it was good. And I remember that.
It was so good, I forgot it.
I know, but I showed up with it. He opened it. He's like, oh, this is so awesome. And I got something for you, too. And it was sort of just like what you were talking about with the trunk. He walked up to his bedroom. He comes downstairs with an opened box of Mike and Ike's.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. So
was he
that's
joking?
A baller move, though.
Like, I mean,
he was not joking.
He
was like, I got this for you. I did snag a few before I gave it to you, but I hope you like these. I don't even like Mike and Ike's.
The crucial thing is, how old were you guys when this happened?
Oh, we were in high school.
That's too old.
Anything
goes.
No, I think anything goes.
Oh, my goodness. That's bad.
I did that to a friend once. Like, even though I'm not a gift giver, when I was about in elementary school, I want to say I was about 10 years old, maybe 11, I was at the store with my mom. And this brand new PlayStation 2 NCAA football game was out. And I was like, Mom, we have to get this for my best friend. And so I did. And this is like a $60 game, right? And yeah, like, what do you, at that age, what does my 10-year-old friend do when I drop a $60 game in his lap unexpectedly? He turns around. He's like, oh, I won this VHS copy of The Grinch from a drawing contest I entered. Here you go, buddy. And, thankfully, I wasn't offended not being a gift person myself. But, yeah, what are you supposed to do at that age when somebody does that? It's a tricky thing. It's tougher when you grow up and you've got those Leslie Knopes in your life.
Oh, man.
That are just like way above and beyond.
Ashley is a Leslie Knope.
Is Ashley, are you totally the Leslie Knope?
I'm a gift person also, just like your wife.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay, let's talk about, because we're, again, talking to a lot of young adult singles, most of whom are either dating or want to be dating. What about the, I'm going to give this person a gift because I'm maybe kind of interested in them and I want to kind of seed potential for a relationship. What do you guys think about that as the extend the interest in a hopefully non-confrontational kind of way? Have you ever done that or had that done to you?
I mean, that's what worked for me with the Disney princess blanket. Accidentally. I meant it as a gag
so
gift.
So it can
to
work.
Kind of gauge, you know, her sense of humor and be like, oh, that's so funny you got me this kid's blanket. But it ended up being a really sweet romantic gesture. And here we are 12 years later.
Yeah. Okay. I actually
so
had
it
that
can work.
I had it happen to me in a non-good way where a guy, so this was back in the, I mean, now we're all digital and stuff. But when, not a mixed tape, but a mixed CD in college. And this guy whom I did not know really well put all these songs on that he said made him think of me and gave it to me. And I just thought it was creepy because, again, there was no established relationship. We went to college together and it was just too much.
How many songs did it have on it?
It had like 12 or 13. Ooh. It was a full session.
That's a lot of songs to make him think of somebody he doesn't know.
And they were all like either romantic or else like super intense worship songs and stuff. So it was just, I felt like it was a bit much. I would not encourage.
Yeah, which is
worse. I personally would have been flattered. I don't know. Ashley, if you want to do that, be my guest.
And then the ones that are like over spiritualized, like, hey, I bought a goat to give to this village in your name. And you're like, thanks. I mean, because then you're like, I want to help the people of this village, but the fact that it was given in my name by someone I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know. Any other thoughts about that? About the gift giving? We had a listener actually wonder about this, like a crush, you know, can I give him a gift? I don't know.
Just make sure it ends up with the right girl or guy.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to give it to them, make sure that they actually get it.
Is that an Office reference?
It was an Office reference.
Yeah. And Jim makes that teapot for Pam. Great moment. Okay. Classic moment.
That's good.
You know what? Just watch that episode of The Office, the Christmas party.
You'll learn everything
White Elephant.
You need to know.
There's good and bad and ugly in there. Most of it bad and ugly.
Okay.
No, but I think, again, it's contextual.
You got to
have a level of self-awareness to truly recognize where you're at in that relationship and say, you know what, this mix MP3 player with, you know, some crazy Hillsong Bethel worship mixed in with some, I don't know, Ed Sheeran, might not be the right idea if you just talk to somebody once or twice.
Yeah. Or worse, like Eminem or someone.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Be careful.
Till I Collapse might not be the best thing to put on there.
So
no, yeah.
Okay.
You definitely have to have like an established, you know, background with the person. If that guy had made you a CD of like inside jokes, then you probably would have thought it was like a lot more entertaining.
Exactly.
This is a guy I could hang out with. But that
Which it's just... funny you mentioned that, John, because I actually did have that happen and it was very well received from a guy that I was like, oh, yeah, totally. We talked about that. And that was really funny. And yeah, we ended up dating for a short time before that completely crashed and burned. But at least the CD was great. And
it started off so great.
He actually introduced me to some legit awesome bands. So it all worked out well in the end. So. Well, awesome thoughts, you guys. Those of you out there in listener land, hop over to episode 564, boundless.org, 564. Comment. Give us your best ideas. We need ideas about, you know, gifts to give, who to give to, how to pay for all of this. We didn't even get to delve into that too much. So how you're going to go about setting a budget, what that looks like. Let's keep the discussion going, and we will hopefully get some great ideas moving forward. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.